Hello.
Audio is working. We ready to play? We're back at it in at Krispy Kreme. Let's go. Hey, who was that person who said hello last? New person alert. What?
So he's here. It was me.
Oh, okay.
Oh my god, it was Sam.
Oh my god, it was Sam.
When did you get here, Sam?
Oh my god.
Oh
Sam,
man, I've been
that?
Here the whole time.
Wow.
But
hi, everyone. Welcome to Will Branch High Senior Year. We're back at again. Let me play some sick tunes as I talk over them. One moment, please. There we go. First, we go in our usual order. We start with our announcements, then we go to our introductions, and then we talk about what happened last time. So, let's do that. For announcements, we are still in Pride Never Dies. We will be playing in Pride Never Dies on Friday. Another table. We're super excited. We're raising money for the Trans Lifeline. If you can support it, fantastic. If not, just come and have a great time. We'll be giving away prizes, goodies, and we'll just be having a very chaotic time. The first two tables were a blast. I was absolutely in love with those tables, and we had a great time. We had a wedding mishap, and then we had a murder mystery gone wrong in a train. It was great. And so who knows what the next one will be. I do, but I'm not telling you. Anywho, so with that, that's really it for announcements. If you want to know more of our announcements, you can go over to my Twitter at Hina Squirrel, or you can go over to our Discord, which is a wonderful community filled with amazing precious beings who love many different things, like tabletop, video games, art, and more. All you need to do is use exclamation point Discord in the chat, click on the link, go pick a role, and come chat. Most of my players are there, and they'd love to say hi. So that's really it for announcements. So let's get into introductions. I always start with myself. My name is Hina. I am the Keeper. I have been doing this now for 5 years, and I am hopelessly in love with tabletop. And I'm also very thankful I get to share with all of my friends and all of you. Moving into now, it's not a box of friends, because it's like an eye of friends. Like,
It's an X of friends.
Moving into my group of friends over here. We're going to start with Dan.
Hi, guys. I'm Dan, aka Dan and Senpai. I'm also the lead producer, editor, host of a bunch of other shows at NGP Productions, a podcast network which you have made Will Branch High our most popular show by far. Thank you all so very much. Nearly 11,000 downloads. I still can't believe it. Thank you so much. You can find me on Twitch, Twitter, Threads, TikTok, at Denon Senpai, and I play Iggy.
Continuing around my group of friends, we're going to go to Akayue.
And she's dead. Got it.
Okay.
I'm the ghost.
Oh god.
I was scared.
I peed myself.
Oh no, don't.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, we're back to the wet again.
No.
Okay, please.
Here, I thought we were going to go down a straight line and do an actual X, but hello everyone, I'm Aka Yue. I stream over at what's that website? twitch.tv/AkaYue. Wow. Where I stream video games, RPGs, MMOs, and whatever I feel like when I feel like getting on. Over here, I play Lorelei.
Continuing in my group of friends. Next, we have Andy.
Hi, I'm Andy. Sorry, excuse me, let me clear my throat here. I am Andy. I really just play here with these guys who are my friends, and I love them. I mean, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at AndyG8100. I might post something one day. I occasionally post pictures of my dogs. I do that.
And
so I am playing Cecily, who is a pretty bouncer, and she is just a lot of fun to play and a bit spicy, but I do enjoy her.
I'm going to save our guest player for last, but let's move to Sammy really quick. Sammy.
Haha, get wrecked, Sammy.
Oh, great start.
Thanks.
Go ahead, Sammy, introduce yourself.
Hey, everyone, I'm Sammy. I go by Sammy Bear on Twitch, Arcane Venom on Twitter, and Hand of Arcana on Threads. I'm also on Hit Record as Arcane Venom. I messed up my own intro.
It's all right.
If you want to check out my bits of music stuff while I'm learning voice acting stuff that I do and writing that I do pretty much regularly now, go to hitrecord.org/users/arcanevenom, all one word. And I play A.
And last but certainly not least, we have Snowy.
Oh, hello. Didn't see you there. I'm just kidding.
Wait, hold on. I'll do that for you. Oh, hi.
Oh, hi. I'm Snowy Tequila. I stream here on twitch.tv/SnowyTequila. Give you 20 guesses what my favorite drink is.
Bourbon.
Oh my gosh, rum. How did you know?
How did you know?
Wow. Y'all are mind readers. And I'm here. Hello.
Yeah.
I don't want to give too much.
Yeah, don't spill the beans yet.
Our first guest on the game.
Yeah.
It only took us near the end of it.
It only took us 101 sessions.
And at the end of this mystery, we'll have a special announcement. It'll be exciting. So don't worry about it yet. For now, enjoy that guest.
I've known that this has been like an ongoing session for y'all. And like when Hina told me the number. Oh my gosh. My heart exploded.
Snowy had no idea that we were on session 101.
Oh, wait until you hear how many podcast episodes there are.
That is an achievement all on its own, and that's amazing.
We have like a 200 episodes of the podcast also. So.
Yeah, almost, I gotta catch up. 300.
I'll never catch up. So don't worry. If you do it one time, if you listen to one episode a day, you'll get there.
I was gonna say that.
Y'all are the One Piece, I'm just saying.
We've become the One Piece of tabletop.
Yeah.
No way Critical World still has it, I think.
Per day, and you'll catch up within a year.
That's true.
On any podcasting format that you choose.
There you go. There you are. All right, with that, let's talk about what happened last time. So just so Snowy knows, because, of course, Snowy hasn't been with this table. This is not D&D, of course. This is Monster of the Week. So I don't give inspiration for recaps. I give something I call lucky bump ups, which means that if you roll your dice and you get a mixed success, if I give you a bump up, that bumps it up to a full success. So for a lucky bump up point, who would like to share what happened last time?
I know we saved the city.
You did.
I'm just trying to remember at what point we started and what part we ended.
And okay, let's go.
There it is.
Snowy, for you, just so you know, because I do the podcast, I tend to do the recaps every week.
Well, here's the thing, though. Since Andy's return, he has been doing quite a few of them.
That's true. He did do a few of them so far.
Okay, fun.
We gotta give like Andy some credit.
He's been back for a couple of months. I've been doing this for years now.
Okay. It's totally him most of the time.
Look at him being nice for you, Dan.
Thank you, Andy. You've been doing a great job, too.
We're all friends here. Sorry,
okay, so last week on Will Branch, the gang went to full on the plan to take down the demon, the undead creature being called the Grabber, who currently has had a hold over Will Branch using ley lines to sever its connection. And so the plan was Cecily and Elizabeth would work on severing the connection to the city. Lorelai and the other group of mundanes went around the city to basically shepherd the awakening citizens back to safety. And A was in charge of making sure the trap was set, and Iggy was in charge of distracting the Grabber, which went pretty well. After some
flawless.
Minor setbacks, yes, totally flawless. Minor setbacks, some exploding houses, actually like four exploding houses, they were able to defeat the Grabber and trap it. And following that, immediately, the former Lord of Dead came in to congratulate Iggy and let him know that Iggy had to make a decision about who the next Lord of Dead was going to be. And Iggy had two big decisions, and neither of them were easy. He asked Partner to be the new Lord of Dead, and he also wanted his parents, we finally reunited for the first time, to go move on with their lives and not worry about them and just move on to the next stage, essentially. And it was a very, very sad moment, very dramatic. But after that decision was made, Partner showed up out of nowhere with a corporeal body saying that he didn't want to leave Iggy alone just yet. So he'll be around, almost like resuming his duties with the Foundation. And that's when Jason Elroy came in with a special guest, a mysterious blindfolded figure who basically was able to erase the memory of the entire town from what happened. So you know that they are very powerful, and that it was actually name again, Dina?
Oh, for the person, his their names were their name was Cassius.
Cassius, who happens to be the
Cassius Delaporte. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yep. Who is the leader of Oculus, the organization that the foundation turns out reports to, but hasn't reported to in a while. So now they are here to oversee what's going on at Will Branch and see if they should intervene or not on the upcoming battle against Lilith. Mm-hmm. I think I got everything.
There was one more thing.
What did I forget?
A actually captured one of the cult members in one of the exploding houses. So you do have that that individual in your custody. But
technically,
they also...
I drop kicked the cult member out of the house.
Yeah, you did. And so they are in Foundation custody. And also, I do want to fix one thing, and that might have been my issue. My bad. The Foundation does not answer to Oculus. The Foundation answers to Division, and Oculus is part of Division.
Right, so, my mistake.
Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to fix that up. But that's okay. We're all good. And Reb is here to support and eat breakfast. Hi, Reb.
And she's all out of breakfast.
Oh, no. All
and
right.
She's all out of support.
Oh, God. All right. So with that, you will get your lucky bump up. So on your next roll, you will bump up to it, whatever the next tier up of success would be. All right. With that, let us begin our lovely new mystery. So you all took some time to rest and recover after the events. I will say a few days has passed in that time. Nobody remembers the events. No, even Jax and Ethan do not recall your abilities and your forms. They are just back to their usual mundane selves as you all just kind of start to reacclimate to everything that has happened, and of course now back to a mundane, and of course the ever looming threat that Lilith will be coming at graduation, which you all currently have. I'm gonna give it a timeline again. We're going back. I'll never do this again, and I tell this every time I bring a date. I'll never do this again where I name a thing a senior year and then I have a timeline I have to meet. That was not a smart move, Pastina. That was not a smart move. So I will say that you all have a month until graduation.
Oh, good God.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So, wait, when is finals then?
Oh, in a few weeks.
Well, good. So we have like, what, a year in game time?
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Pick on me. I'm taking away your lucky bump if you're picking on me.
Oh, no.
Wow.
There are consequences for your actions.
You just
one hand giveth, the other one taketh away.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
That hand giveth Lilith, so.
I'm no kidding. On a side note, by the way, I should let Snowy know that Jax and Ethan are cinnamon rolls who need to be protected at all costs. Ethan's Jax and Ethan, yeah, they are cinnamon rolls. Ethan only ever says bro, and the only one who understands what the hell he's saying is Iggy.
And Jax,
that's right. Yeah, Iggy and Jax.
Yep.
Nobody else knows what the hell he's saying.
Don't worry, I'll make sure to... Wow, I have to introduce the characters all over again. This is exciting and also, like, wild. All right.
I'm excited to learn.
So, after some time had passed, I will also say, Iggy, partner was given a home, which, of course, he goes by his name, William. William has gotten a home, and let me ask you a question. Would you stay with Abby, or would you move in with partner?
I think Iggy would stay with Abby still.
You got it. So, even though partner is there, you do stay with Abby. And partner totally understands as he continues. And he kind of also gets used to mundane life again, kind of confused with the new technologies as well as things. But I'm sure Iggy also will assist him with getting used to things. And as time passed, eventually you all received a notification from Jason Elroy asking you all to come to the Foundation to meet with Cassius, as well as an agent of theirs. And I will grant you all some time in a group chat to talk about things before you go.
Go ahead.
He just puts in the group chat. So does anyone else feel weird that basically no one remembers what happened, including Jackson and Ethan?
Before I answer back to the chat, considering Abuela's nature and her connection to the organization, as it were, does she know what happened?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just going to tell her straight out, like, after I get the message, if I can get some sweet rolls to take with me.
Okay.
Because that way, you know, because she knows what's happening. Mm-hmm. She knows, yeah. Sorry, what was your text?
Does anyone else feel weird that Jax and Ethan's memories got, you know, reset, kind of undoing that whole big reveal we had?
Cecily will be the first to respond to that. I feel like she'll be like, yep, exclamation point.
You're still mad about the whole thing, aren't you?
Cecily's like, no, what gave that away? Question mark.
I think my only response is something akin to like the panic emote that you see in chat there. It's pretty much what you see there is in chat, more or less.
Well, we better go see what Jason wants.
I'm bringing sweet rolls.
All right. Oh, hold on now, because mic is not working quick. Oh, she was okay. Trying to say something.
Uh-oh.
No worries. Thank you for letting me know. Mm-hmm. We'll get it. We have to have some tech issues. It's either mine or somebody else's.
Nope. Still nothing. See, I can hear her screaming on the other door side.
The re is strong with this one.
Let me check the Zoom.
I'm going to help her out. We give Cecily an...
Yeah, I see her muting and unmuting, but I don't hear
it. Yeah, anything. I see it too.
I'm gonna check on help her out real quick. Oh, there she is. There she is. Oh. We got it. Sorry, podcast listeners.
I love it.
I'm sure we'll just cut that out, right?
Yeah, that was, yeah.
I might have to.
No, you keep it in.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
All right, Lorelai, what did you want to add to the group text?
I was gonna say, Lorelai's gonna be indifferent. It just says, no, I'm not really that surprised.
Oh, about
does anything surprise you anymore?
Not really.
You're so jaded now.
You've been ruined.
Face palm emoji.
Well, see you guys there.
Yep. Wait, do we have an actual way to get there?
Yeah, in Old Well Branch.
Oh, good, okay. Just want to make sure.
Yep. All right, so you all head to Old Well Branch and make your way to the foundation. You've been to the foundation before. It is a massive kind of campus of sorts that is hidden away in a different dimension, tucked away and safe as you walk in. And there are many different initiates all wearing the foundation's pin and an open eye with a blood drop of a tear coming from it as you all are walking. Eventually, you do see Jason there to greet you as he kind of looks a bit nervous and he looks towards you and he just kind of smiles. Ah, good. You've all made it. Sorry for the short notice.
No, it's cool.
Cool.
Cecily got her eyebrow raised, like, to her hairline.
He just looks towards you, Cecily, and he kind of, like, looks a bit nervous. Are you all right? You're not still mad, are you?
No, I'm fantastic. Why do you look so flustered? Has someone been giving you a hard time? I feel like Cecily is like, her hands behind her back, and she's just like, you can almost hear her knuckles crack.
Just put his hands, no, none of that. Absolutely not. I've just been, it's been a little bit of time. I've, of course, been granting them access to our archives and helping them situate themselves. They've set up an office here as well, just for the time being. It's just it's temporary. And he'll put up his hands like in nervousness. It's temporary. So yes, it's just been a lot of that.
Well, I was going to bring some sweet rolls for the meeting, but you want to grab one in advance? Well, Abuela says hi.
Oh, tell her I said hello. And then he'll take one and just kind of nod towards you all. This way, please. And he'll start to walk. And you all walk to that boardroom that you originally met with him before Cecily returned to the group. It is a large boardroom that has just a long table and a large window that overlooks all of this area. The campus for the foundation. And at this area, you see two individuals. You see Cassius, who was the individual you met before, long brown hair tied back with a black blindfold that you see a scribbled on eye that's just constantly moving, is looking towards you all. They are wearing a Oh, I didn't know my bot was going off still. Hello, bot.
Oh, whoa, what?
Don't worry about it. I thought it was like a bad thing, and I was like, oh,
I just
no,
saw
fine.
That too. I was like,
it's
whoa.
Fine, it's fine. Yeah. Red alert happened. Sorry. Back in it. They are wearing a black suit with red gloves and a red tie as they look towards you all. And next to them.
Does the eye move as soon as they go into the room?
Yes, the eye actually will move and look towards you all and just kind of like emote like a happy eye a little bit as you walk in.
I kind of.
He has
like,
a nervous smile.
I exaggerate my movements as I put the sweet rolls down on the desk. Uh huh. And then move towards the chair. I'm like looking at this eye, like looking at me the whole time as I'm doing this.
I'm like, he's trying not to look at the eye. I mean, like, just looking at anything but the eyes. Like,
Cassius will look towards you. I will say, does it bother you?
It's not. It fascinates me.
I will grant you more information, I promise. Please have a seat. And thank you for agreeing to join me. And then
the next thing, I just nudge him. I'm like, isn't that cool? It's like really cool.
I don't know. Is it rude to stare at?
It is not rude to
stare.
I mean,
he's kind of technically staring at us.
Oh, crap. He can hear us. Right. They can hear us. Right.
They just kind of smile a little bit, and then they lean towards the other individual and put their hand towards them. This is Agent M. And then I will let Snowy describe their character.
Oh, my God. All right. Are y'all ready? All right. Yes. So you see a 5'5" woman with blue-green hair that is half shaven on one side, but the other side is just cascading with like blues and teals and all this whatever colors. Has a little bit of a rocker feel going on with leather pants, biker heel boots, tank top, but with like just tatted up. Has a small circular bottle on her hip with light blue liquid and a goldfish inside.
Iggy looks between Agent M and there's like, does Oculus not have a dress code?
No.
Oh, cool.
Speed.
I feel like Cecily, whose hair is red and has the side shave right now, she can't help but appreciate the fashion sense, right? And so
twinsies.
That's totally going to get Cecily's attention, and she's like, nice hair choice.
I feel like there's like a Spider-Man moment there. Just like pointing.
You're just like me.
You're right. Super long, wavy red hair.
Capture Spider-Man.
Huh? Love it. Just like,
and of course her portrait shows up in my video as you say it. We have an image of Cecily.
I didn't see it. Damn
it. It's all right, it just happens.
And looks at Cecily and gives like a little bit of a thumbs up. Like, I see you.
Recognize. Cassius just kind of smiles. Agent M will be assisting me while I'm here in Wilburn, as well as a few other agents who are currently working on other things.
So, do we refer to you as Agent M or just M is okay?
Like, do I have a name? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Trixie. Trixie M? Yeah.
So is it Trixie space M? Or okay, so I thought Trixie M is the full first name.
No.
Got it.
I'm A.
Are you sure?
Iggy whispers, I think I nailed the first impression.
Good job, buddy.
Are you sure though? Yes, you're talking to him right in front of me.
So hi, how you doing? I'm A.
Oh, sorry, that was my first impression when I saw you.
You
got a briefing of who I was going to be speaking to today, and I just who's there we go. All right, yeah, I see you. Hello, nice to meet you.
I'm Iggy.
Iggy.
It's short for Igwald. Turns out it's supposed to be Ignatius.
Oh, that's a mouthful.
Tell me
glad
about
you
it.
Stuck with Iggy.
Mm-hmm. Iggy turns to Laura.
I'm Lorelei.
Hello?
Is this in the form of a question?
Is that how you're supposed to pronounce his name this whole time?
Lorelei?
Lorelei?
No, I'm sorry, I'm so dumbfounded by the
Oh my god, are her like, wolf ears like ringing from that?
Yes.
Oh no.
Cecily has been sitting there like very like being inside the foundation. She is very much like business. And then she stands up and she's like, Cecily Kincaid, and like offers her hand.
Oh, yeah, she definitely gives it like a good shake, like professionalism. Like she caught the vibe.
Yeah, right. And she's totally like kind of sassy business casual sort of dress right now, you know. Like she's got her foundation pin and her lapel and very much
like sassy pantsuit.
Yeah sassy pantsuit. Yeah, she's a boss lady right now.
Cassius will lean closer towards you, Trixie, and just say, she is Jason's right hand man.
Oh, you know Jason. Oh, I bet you all do anyway. Is Jason here?
Yeah, Jason is right next to Cecily.
I just wanted to thank you so much for reaching out to us. It's going to be so great.
Just kind of nods a little bit. You're welcome. Thank you. I assumed it would be better in good faith to reach out after so many years of silence, and I do apologize for those. Once again, my father did not quite consider the negative impact it would have separating himself from the division, I assume.
Water under the bridge. I mean, we're doing something now, ain't that right?
Cassius just kind of looks towards you as you're their superior and just kind of smiles a little bit.
Wait, Cecily?
What are you smiling at me for?
Cassius you're gonna just make chuckles blush. A little bit. I apologize. Stop. I don't mean to. You see the eye just like looks away from Trixie as they just kind of like lean away and laugh a little bit.
And then Trixie's like blushing a little bit. Like, oh my god. Oh, stop it.
I feel
know
like
what those eyes do to me. All right. What?
Cecily has been trying to be mad this whole time. That it just left the room and like slammed the door and was like, I'm out of here, because Cecily at that like whole interaction is like, oh, how sweet. Like
Cassius would just kind of work a with bit. Her.
The Statue of Liberty totally says RSVP.
Cassius just kind of tilts their head to the side. I'm sorry, no, I don't quite understand what you mean.
No, she didn't really say that.
Okay.
That was quoting Clueless, sorry.
Oh, okay, you got it.
Cecily's like, really relaxes a lot at that. And she's like, so I assume you've already heard about our issue here.
Yes, please. Let's have a seat. Let's talk. I'm sure you have questions for me as well. And as you all take your seats, Cassius just kind of nods a little bit. As you may have heard, my name is Cassius de la Porte. I founded Oculus not too long ago, back in 2003, when I saved 3 different omens. And we became a group that would help to collaborate with other powerful individuals to stop the apocalypse from happening over and over and over again.
Okay, you've mentioned this word omens before.
Yes, and he nods. Or they nod towards you. An omen is a somewhat like yourself, an individual that has intense amounts of magical energy. They also have one different feature to them. They have the ability to possibly become a harbinger. The harbinger is what becomes the apocalypse.
And you said apocalypses as in you've stopped multiple ones.
That is correct. My group has stopped currently at least 50.
There have been that many dangers to the world?
Well, it's
in just that time?
Of course, and we recruit all of those harbingers into omens and rehabilitate them into being able to reassimilate into mundane life.
He turns to the rest of the group, and here we are, we've been struggling with just one.
Yeah, he's doing like 3 a year, basically.
They just kind of smile towards you.
This is like Tuesday to you.
Well, it is why, of course, once Jason reached out to us, of course, the division had a different idea. I did step forward and, of course, offer my counsel and offer my, let's call it an alternative. They just kind of smile as they look towards you.
Wait, it's today's Monday.
We are... Wait, you want to rehabilitate Willa?
Oh, if it's possible, yes.
Doubt.
I doubt, yeah. No,
you just kind of smile. All Harbingers have the capability to return back to their Roman side. It is a challenge, of course, but if we can stop that before Lilith becomes a Harbinger, then it's possible to bring them down to a power level that they could assimilate back into mundane life.
And assuming that Lilith wants to do that...
Well,
I can tell you, based on our past interactions with her, that's probably not likely.
There are Harbingers that would prefer not to reassimilate, and that's fine and dandy. We handle those as well.
Oh, good, because it's probably going to be like that.
However, that depends on who in the division is handling it.
Oh, here it comes.
Hmm?
Is this the part where you say someone's taking over, calling the shots now, or...
Well, no, that was the initial idea between the division. When I spoke with the division head, they actually wanted to bypass all of this diplomacy, if you will.
Uh-huh.
They were going to take over the foundation, destroy it from the outside.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
Well, you have to understand. If you cut yourself off from such a powerful group and then you accidentally cause an apocalypse that could, oh, I don't know, end the world, it does cause a bit of a stir.
Oh, wait, so what are we then? Does people get in the way?
Hmm?
I mean, we've been trying to stop Lilith at every, like, step of her plans. Doesn't that count for something?
Yes, that is a surprise. And then they'll lean forward, kind of like looking towards each of you, and then you see multiple eyes open. The fact that you're able to do such a thing is quite intriguing. Are you omens yourself?
What?
Lean towards Ziggy. Wait, what happened? Sorry, go ahead.
Cecily's like, no, I just want to protect this town and graduate.
I don't think I'm an omen. We're pillars, but I don't think we're omens.
Pillars? They just kind of, like, look towards you. What is that?
Oh.
Pillars of Wilbranch?
How do we most simply explain this?
I guess we're kind of the glue that keeps Wilbranch together in a way.
Interesting.
How much have you been informed about the creation of Wilbranch?
Oh, I know the history. It's a dark history, of course, but I know of it.
So you know about the concept of the Overseer?
Yes, the concept. Is it truly a thing, though?
Yes. Yeah, no, the Overseer is definitely real.
I see.
You've known two of them.
Two of them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. About that. First, we found out it was our old teacher. And then when she had to basically retire that form, it was the powers of the Overseer has passed on to our friend, who I just remember now is currently a cat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, meow. My God, we forgot about that so hard.
Hey, not just any cat, like a puppet cat, right?
So the
has anybody checked in on Archer?
Puppet cat.
I feel like bad because we haven't.
Oh, no.
Hey, how's Archer doing? I don't know.
It's been two mysteries and we've never mentioned their name.
What did you say, Trixie?
Sorry, I didn't want to interrupt your conversation, but do you know where they are now?
Yes, and kind of no.
Sort
of? We know where Archer's consciousness is, and we also know where their body is.
Cassius will move towards a file and just move it to the table and open it up. And you see a picture of Archer, a school picture, if you will. They open it up and they kind of lean over it and nod. Yes, the physical form is currently in the custody of another individual, Annabelle. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
But Annabelle is currently not in Wilbranch.
Correct. Iggy kind of frowns when reminded by Annabelle's like, mm-hmm. Yeah, she's not.
I see. This was in an effort, of course, to protect Archer.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
We do have a theory that it's possible that if Archer were to be reunited with their body, that perhaps they would be a harbinger themselves.
Well, the Archer's going to have a hard time hearing about that.
Hmm. Well, anything that's really capable of ending the world would become a harbinger, if we're honest. And something with that much power would definitely do the trick.
Our jobs as pillars, according to all of stuff we've learned, is that Archer entrusts some of their power to us to help protect Will Branch, and they in turn can retain their humanity. Otherwise, if they were to unleash their full power, they lose basically who they are.
I see. And then they move and they'll take a notebook out and they'll begin to write something down. Interesting.
Iggy turns to the rest of the group. Did I get it? Is that pretty much it?
Yeah.
I think that pretty much nails everything.
Trixie will also, like, take out her notes. Like, she's supposed to be doing something.
Trixie's like, oh.
And then she goes crisscross up as awesome the chair this evening.
Yeah, doesn't even sit in the chair properly.
Yeah.
I love that. And they just kind of nod. Yes, that does help me with filling in any gaps. It is good to get, of course, your input. I didn't, of course, want to follow the division's idea. You will understand that, of course, I am putting myself on the line by doing this, yes? They just tilt their head a little bit.
Yes.
They just smile towards you. So, questions. I've answered your question about omens. I'm sure you have other questions. If you would like to know, I myself am an omen. And then you see all their eyes open again.
I feel like Cecily will look at Trixie and be like, are you an omen?
Oh man, am I an omen. Oh boy. Let's have a omens.
Does Cassie have that look like, oh yeah, that's like the 30,000th time I've heard that one.
Cassius is just like covering their mouth with their hand a little bit as they're holding back laughter.
But their eyes, like, betraying them.
I did that one for you. All right. No, I'm not. I'm just a regular gal.
You're not an omen?
Cassius will shake their head.
Oh, man, but I sure can't party, though.
Oculus is a collaborative effort, and they'll put their hands out between the mundane as well as the omens.
Oh. So, wait, you're just straight up mundane?
Well, that's a rude way of putting it.
I mean, sorry. Just, we've been very used to dealing with other people, like, you kind of gesture towards Lorelei's wolf ears and tail. And, you know, A being a demon and all, me being not quite sure at this point.
Dead?
I feel like...
No.
Sort of.
No, I understand this, like, you guys have been through a lot. But you just gotta remember, like, you know, when you get older, there's gonna be a lot more people to kind of deal with all those same kind of problems.
Cassius
or not problems, you know?
On a side, A has been staring at the goldfish the whole time.
The goldfish?
Oh, yeah, didn't you say you had, like, a fish
bowl
or something in the bowl?
He has a little bottle with a goldfish inside.
Yeah, right.
And they just kind of smile towards you.
I have to ask. And I'm sorry if I'm being rude.
Cassius will put their hand up and let you speak.
What's with the fish?
Oh, that's Kevin.
Kevin?
Yeah.
Cool. Is he, favorite pet?
He's, yeah. I mean, don't you have your... I mean, I'm on the road a lot. I'm taking care of him. He's like my son.
Yeah, okay, I get that.
Bring your child to work day every day for me.
And it's just a regular goldfish?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Like, he looks at Laura like, why did you answer?
Insight check. No.
There's no insight here.
Insight check. He does have.
Insight here. Cassiel does spy have... towards you all. If we could get back to the task at hand.
Alright, sorry.
Cassia shakes their head. It's fine. It's good that you all get to know each other a little bit more. In fact, one of my proposals to understand and, of course, report back to Division is that Agent M tags along with you.
Oh, you want to go back to high school? Why?
Oh, that won't be necessary.
Oh, no. No. I took remedial math. I can't do it anymore. I can't go back.
Cassius will shake their head. No. That won't be necessary. With the Foundation's influence, we will be able to cancel school for a week.
Oh.
With only a few weeks until finals? Really?
Yes. Lean on.
And graduation being right after that?
Who's going to need finals if we're all dead?
That's just fair.
Exactly.
That's the final of finals.
You're acting like we aren't going to... So wait, are you hoping we do save the world or don't to still avoid finals?
It's debatable. It's a toss-up for me, really.
Debatable between taking the test or the end of Wilbranch and possibly the world.
Oh, boy.
Cassius will put your hand out.
This is kind of a test in itself.
I'm just kidding, guys. But really, get back to the task.
Cassius will put their hand out. It is not an issue. A note will be sent home to all students of Wilbranch High. They will all be informed that they need to study, of course, on their own, and that finals will not be pushed forward or anything of that sort. You'll return with a week left of school before finals, and then, of course, that week of finals, and then the week, of course, of right before graduation.
We ain't pushing the timeline anymore, that's for sure.
Yes.
I can't handle it. I'm tired.
So, why are we taking a week off from school?
Well, again, it is because I wish to have Agent M travel alongside you. They can't. She can't really, of course, observe if you're all trapped in your classrooms, except for, of course, your mundane life. But I'm not interested in your mundane life. And they'll just kind of lean forward again.
Yay.
I am.
And they just kind of like roll their eye a little bit at that as they look towards you, Trixie. You're not helping.
I'm here, ain't I?
That's fair. And they just kind of smile towards you.
There's that smile I like.
And they just roll their eye again as they like lean away from you a little bit. Right. And then they just look towards you all again. So, questions, comments, concerns. More about information about the omens? You may ask me any questions if you'd like. I don't mind showing you all my forms.
Is there a specific one besides... Oh.
Everyone, all at once. Questions, all at once.
We have plenty of time. They'll just put their hand out.
Iggy.
I'm still kind of confused by... Did you say forms, though?
Yes, and they nod. I have multiple forms. The closer, of course, I get to my Harbinger status, the more like my apocalypse I will look.
Oh, those kind of forms. I thought you meant like red tape.
No, unless you want to fill out documents.
God, no.
I assumed you didn't want to fill out documents or paperwork.
I like paperwork.
Yes, you're quite good at it, and they just smile towards
you. Oh, thank you.
Your forms are usually top notch.
I know.
Except I do wish you would stop using that glittery pen. You need to start using
No, never.
We just keep on like going back, looking back and forth between the two every time this happens.
Dude,
like,
yeah.
How would you know that?
Like watching a tennis match.
Security measure to use a glittery pen.
They laugh, and then they move to stand up, and they look towards you, Iggy. I assume you would wish to see.
Well, I mean, I still remember from a couple of nights ago, but. Sure, why not?
They nod towards you as they move towards the center of the room, and you see them lift their hand, and then you see just ribbons kind of wrap around them, and they turn completely black, and then you see just eyes all over them as large angel wings come from their back, damaged and bloodied.
So, what kind of omen are you exactly?
And then you hear in multiple different voices, I am Cassius. Well, I am a fallen angel.
Oh.
And then Trixie's all goo-goo-eyed, like on the side. Aren't they beautiful?
They just kind of bow towards you.
Whisper to Trixie, What did they fall on?
The ground.
Oh. You see also around their wrists and their ankles are broken shackles as they just look towards you all.
Is he a fallen angel?
And they nod towards you and you hear just both voices.
Being a person from the opposite side of things, mm-hmm. how much do I know about this form?
Fallen angels are, of course, not common in hell. They fall to earth mostly. They don't go. If they're in hell, they've become a demon. If an angel falls to hell, it's only a matter of time before they transform completely. So the fact that Cassius holds onto this form so well, even though the wings are bloodied and, you know, their body is covered in eyes and nightmarish, this is pretty close to heaven still.
Pretty impressive.
And they just smile as they nod towards you. And you hear in the many voices, many thanks. And then you see the ribbons immediately snap and they all start to like fall and they take their regular form again as they fix their gloves.
I have to ask, and this is out of character, mm-hmm. is the eye on the blindfold, is it done in glittery pen?
No.
Okay, sure. I had to know. I had to ask.
It is not.
No.
Out of tricks he had their way.
So here's how it's hard to explain, so bear with me. It's a fully black cloth that covers their eyes, and it's just a very scribbly-like line that's up and down with eyelashes and a tiny small pupil in white.
Yeah, like a kid doodle, basically.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
The scribbles constantly move as it blinks and it moves.
That's why I asked if it was done.
No, it's not done in glittery pen.
That would be just so funny if that was, you know, yeah.
And they just kind of smile towards you all. If I were to lose this, and they point towards their blindfold, I would probably become a harbinger in no time.
I really hope that thing's tied on tight.
It is, and they nod. You have my word. Now, other questions.
What is your plan for Lola?
Currently, we don't have one. But here's the problem that we are also seeing, that Jason Elroy has also seemed to have seen. If division is to take forth, and if we are to fail and not give them appropriate information, division will fully take over. And that means that they'll have to start from scratch.
Meaning?
Square one. Meaning they start with nothing. Meaning that they won't have enough time to find enough information for them to stop it.
So, they need our help, too.
That is why I stepped forward and offered Oculus's services. Hearing about the Foundation, I was curious. It sounded a lot like Oculus's way of doing things, where the mundane and the monstrous work together. However, of course, the only difference is I work with omens, not with simple fae or monsters. Excuse me, it's not a negative thing.
Like, yeah, you don't really want to... point the thumb towards Laura, like, yeah, you don't want to offend the future queen of the fae.
What?
They smile towards you. Yes, Lorelei Spiridula, I have heard of you. And they'll move back towards the file and open it and look over it. You get your connection from Queen Titania, Lord Oberon, is that correct?
Yes.
Marvelous. It's surprising that they are in the forest. I, of course, have heard of powerful fae, but I did not know that such prestigious fae lived within Wilbranch's borders. It's probably why it was able to survive for so long.
Lorelei just shrugs, like, I guess they were just here when we all started? Well, except for Oberon, who pushed in Solaris Bay, and then was able to
long
come back.
Long story.
If you listen close enough, you can hear on the wind the call of, yes.
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 Dude. Now hopefully you'll be able, of course, to introduce Agent M to such entities.
Do you have a file on all of us? Iggy says, looking at Lorelei's picture.
And they nod. I hope you do not mind. Unfortunately, it was necessary.
Not at all. I'm just
You know, curious about what's in a file.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Just smile. And then you see them move their hand over it, and you see the pages turn, and you see your picture. Ignatius Bryan.
Iggy has a slightly confused look, but okay.
You go by Iggy.
Yes.
You have been reached out by the Lord of the Dead.
Yep.
And now, an entity that granted you ability that no longer needs to grant you such ability, one you call Partner, has now been deemed Lord of the Dead.
That would be my great-grandpa, yep.
And of course, it is a Middleton, one who is responsible for the events that happened within Will Branch.
That was his great. I think he's going to get a lot for a little bit.
And then they just put their hands up.
Ooh, Grandma. Ooh. Do you have anything in your file about his alter ego?
Skull Rider.
Wait, what?
Of course. Nice smile.
There it is.
I think he's kind of like, okay, Hal.
Hal?
Yeah.
We're Oculus. And they just kind of smile coyly towards you.
Mm-hmm. He kind of like crosses his arm and kind of grumbles a bit in his chair, like, mm-hmm.
The Foundation may, of course, have information on you all because you are within its walls, but Oculus needs to get its information through other means. We have to keep a watchful eye. And then they point towards their eye. It's why we call ourselves Oculus.
Damn it. I feel like I was waiting for that one.
So, out of curiosity, what are your notes on Skull Rider?
Skull Rider? A wonderful individual who is able to protect the mundane in quite different ways. A superhero they need, and a superhero they trust.
If you guys look at Iggy, he's like beaming right now.
Yeah, I'm like, I nudge him like, yeah, that wonderful.
Yay.
He just smiled towards you.
He kind of pokes in his elbows, like, you want to hear about yours?
Ah, mine is boring.
Boring? A friend of hell?
Yeah, you know.
Nonsense.
Yes, Modius.
Hey, I mean, I'm not that guy anymore.
You're not Asmodeus any longer.
Not really.
They nod towards you. I respect that. As someone who also is no longer who they were, and they just kind of smile a little bit empathetically with you, I support that and encourage that you keep on with that.
Of course.
They smile.
I'm just a guy that happens to have demon powers that lives with his abuela. Sweet roll?
And they just move to table.
Oh, cinnamon. My abuela makes the best sweet rolls. Oh, I should have brought some coffee with it.
All right. She reaches over and takes one.
They smile, and then they look towards Cecily, and they lean forward, and then there's Cecily Kincaid, a wonder in the Foundation.
Oh. Really? Me?
Of course. Your combat prowess, as well as your ability to pull people together, is quite renowned here.
Well, thanks.
They nod towards you. I know my first impression hasn't been the best one. It is always intimidating when someone comes into a territory that they don't belong in. However, I hope you will accept my dearest apology.
No, I do. I see now that you're not a threat here. We've just worked really hard to protect this town, and I'm going to watch my classmates graduate
and
walk down the aisle and not worry about Lilith.
I would very much enjoy seeing you all graduate. That is our goal. Amongst everything else, we all want the apocalypse to not come to pass. Now, as far as our goal, Agent M will be following you along and kind of understanding your not-so-mundane life. Hopefully you'll be able to introduce her to multiple people within your connection circles, and she'll be able to see exactly how strange Will Brent actually is.
Seen some stuff, guys, so I'm not sure if it's going to surprise me, but I'm hoping that it does surprise me, you know?
Let me put your expectations to rest. Well, Brent has generally got pretty small town, really generally quiet. I mean, it's you've probably seen weirder things out there than us.
Those are the best pots to get weird, though.
That's
small
true.
Towns.
That's
they always
even
have
Iggy's
a hidden
looking,
gem. Like
even Iggy's confused. Yeah, like, bro, there's demons here. There's little kings and queens of the Fae. There is literally like a person that is an alien, essentially.
An alien?
Sorry?
Celestial, I don't remember the exact term.
Aliens? Kind of like
surprise. Now, that is another thing I want to be, of course, upfront with you all. As you all are aware, in your current predicament, there are mundane and there are monsters such as yourselves, yes?
Sure.
I like to think of us as monsters, per se, but...
I wouldn't use that term at all.
It is the only term I can come with. You'll have to forgive me. However, I must clarify something for you all. Outside of Willbranch, that isn't how it works.
Really?
You're either a mundane or an omen. There's no in-between. You all seem to be in-between.
Well, something about Willbranch kind of just breeds a weird intermingling of the two.
That's the curious part. I have a theory of why Willbranch was locked away.
I mean, if you think about it, the Mothman's an art student.
Those guys start on them.
Trixie, maybe you might want to chime in on this one. Perhaps Willbranch was locked away in an effort to make sure that it didn't further. They didn't have a mixture of the monsters and mundane within the regular world. What do you think?
I think it's wonderful. I like it. I like the vibe.
And they nod towards you?
I feel like maybe if they would have gotten bigger, maybe it might have caused more problems.
Well, we are having an apocalypse on our hands, so I believe...
I mean, true. Yeah. True. Yeah.
We just got a little bit smiling.
Yeah.
Right. Any other questions? They smile towards you all.
I mean...
I think that we can definitely introduce her to everyone.
Wonderful.
I would love to meet everyone.
They just smile. Wonderful. Oh, it's a wonderful thing when we all can work together, and hopefully our report will be more than enough to stop division in their tracks. Now, you, of course, place all your trust in us. We promise that we will do everything in our efforts to make sure that you all can stop this apocalypse without interference. If anything, we wish to assist, not interfere.
Well, where do we start?
They look towards Trixie. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
They nod. Should you need anything, and they'll tap their ear, and you'll hear in your earpiece, just call upon us. Our other agents are, of course, on the line as well.
Oh.
Agents are standing by.
Julio, are you there? Julio.
You're calling.
I gotta tell you about last Wednesday. It was crazy.
Julio just answers back, "Not now, I'm busy." Really loudly.
You know what? Then stop being on my line. You know what happens. All right. All right.
I approve.
Now I gotta write down the name of Julio.
Oh my god, yes, Julio.
Yeah, right.
All right. Julio.
Julio.
I'm gonna write his name. Thank you for writing it down.
I wrote it down, Julio. Every time you give me a new name, it's a different agent, 100%.
Oh, heck yeah. Tell Claudia to get her ass on the line as well, when I got time, of course.
With me.
Me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
I didn't even make that correlation.
It was an accident.
That was a wonderful accident. Let's go.
Cassius will just nod. I will, of course, stay with Jason Elroy, get as much information as I can from the Foundation's front. But of course, your information and guidance will be key to making sure that we can offer Willbranch our support and make sure division does not interfere.
Cool.
They nod towards you all. Well then, have fun. Enjoy your week off of school. And of course, enjoy a little bit of chaos. I'm talking about Trixie.
What?
They smile as they stand up.
What do you mean?
You know exactly what I mean, and they just kind of like laugh towards you, and they start to walk. Jason stands up and nods. Yes, and he looks towards all of you. If we need anything on our end, we'll of course call you.
I forgot Jason was here.
Wow.
Yeah, Cassius just has that presence, TBH.
Aren't they wonderful?
Yeah, they'll both just start walking out and talking. And they leave the room to you all. But we'll let you all have some banter when we get back from our first break. So we'll be back in about 10 minutes. Go get a drink, go get a snack, whatever you need. We'll be right back.